Mr. Chairperson, I would like to mention two more topics to see if the delegation may address them. The first one concerns migration detention. There is a lack of information from the state party concerning the investigations opened into the allegations of sexual abuse and exploitation of refugees by public officials or non-governmental workers at the OCIRE refugee settlement, I may be mispronouncing, and allegations of sexual assault against the former police commandant of that settlement, which the committee asked in its list of issues from May this year. Reportedly, the material and living conditions in the settlement are also poor, as noted by the Human Rights Committee. We would welcome any information that you could provide us on this particular topic. Another issue that I did not address yesterday is the question of trafficking in persons. We recognized the legislative and policy efforts that Namibia has made to combat trafficking in persons, such as the adoption of the Combating of Trafficking in Persons Act number 1 in 2018, the adoption of the National Action Plan on Combating Trafficking in Persons 2023-2027. But the phenomenon is still prevalent in its territory, notably for the purpose of sexual and labor exploitation, as noted by other treaty bodies, such as the Committee on the Rights of the Child, and again, the Human Rights Committee. The Ombudsman Annual Report of 2022 also notes this in particular. The rate of reported cases, 40, seems very low, and the reports indicate a slow progress in investigations of these cases, as well as a low level of convictions, only 2, between 2014 and 2019. There are concerns with respect to the lack of resources allocated to an effective implementation of the National Plan of Action on Trafficking in Persons. Once again, the committee would welcome any information that you could provide on these important issues. And Mr. Chairperson, one final comment from yesterday on the question of unannounced visits by the Ombudsman. If I understood correctly, you mentioned that it's more a matter of practicality, that it would seem impractical for the Ombudsman to make unannounced visits to places of detention. And we understand that. At the same time, we understand that it is, once again, a standard of international human rights, as the Subcommittee on Prevention of Torture has the power, and I would say the duty, to make unannounced visits, especially as a way to properly conduct its mandate. And so we would respectfully invite the delegation and the state to consider adding this and addressing issues of practical matters in ways that the Ombudsman can actually do and make unannounced visits to places of detention. I stop here. Thank you, Mr. Chairperson.